Welcome to Business Recharged Podcast with your host, the Queen of Content and CEO of the Mac Institute, Dr. Felicia Mack.
Welcome back to Business Recharge Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Felicia, and today we are talking all about how to recharge your marketing plan. I'm super excited to have you here for today's podcast. And, you know, let's talk, right? We're going to get into it today because I truly believe that it is important, especially in today's time, to recharge your sales and marketing efforts. So there are five key areas that you really want to focus in on when you are recharging your strategy. Let's just dive in, right? If you have not done so, this is your first time tuning in to one of our podcasts. Listen, I give you actionable steps so that you can take rapid action to recharge your business and your life. And today we're doing just that. So let's dive in with the first step. Number one is to calibrate your sales strategy. You know, the reality is that as a business owner, you really have two options related to your sales strategy. You can either, you know, stick with your current strategy, it may still be working, or you may need to recalibrate, or just that's just a fancy word for readjust your approach. If that's the case, you want to focus on what you do best. Let's face it, in today's social media, there's many competitors, but the goal here is that you focus on differentiating yourself by identifying what actually makes your business unique. This goes back to you focusing on who are you serving? You know, what is the problem that you're actually solving and what is your message surrounding that? Right? So once you identify your ideal clients, you need to find where they are, right? Look at three aspects of the relationship. Is it enjoyable? Is it sustainable? And is it profitable? If you can answer yes to each of those questions, then you know that you are on the path to success and that your current strategies are in alignment with who you are serving, right? And if you can't say yes to all of those questions, it may be time for you to reevaluate what you're doing and to truly look at the needs of your market. You may discover that you need to readjust what your marketing message is, or that you want to add a service or change your services around to meet the demands of your consumers. But that's why this is super and critical to what you're doing in your business, because ultimately it's going to allow you to ignite your marketing. Number two is to build and strengthen your customer relationships. Oh my goodness, this is super important. Now is the time for you to focus on building relationships with your customers and your prospects. Now, I will say this, even if you see your competition, they may be cutting back on how they do email marketing or how they're setting up their business. For you, you want to step it up, especially as we move into the last quarter of this year. It is your time to show that you are the trusted advisor in your industry. And the only way to do that is to get your message out. Focus on letting your clients and your prospects know that you have their best interest in mind as you discuss their needs through your marketing initiatives. The reality is people are more likely to do business with someone that they know, that they like, and that they trust. You guys know that, right? Number three is for you to train, manage, and motivate your sales team. Now, let me pause here for a moment, because if you don't have a sales team, I want you to come close, right? Come close to your phone, come close to your computer, come close to your radio, wherever you're listening to this. You need to have a way to create daily sales in your business. If that's not a team, it's got to be you, right? If that's not you, it's got to be a funnel. But you have to have a way to create a sales on a day-to-day basis in your business. If you don't have sales, you are not going to be making money in your business. Therefore, you will have a hobby. So when times are tough and deals aren't closing, the reality is that if you do have a sales team, they may get a little bit less motivated. It is your job to motivate them. And you want to motivate them by giving them, or yourself, if you're wearing this hat, realistic goals to achieve and the tools needed to achieve those goals. Do not cut back on salespeople and do not cut back on training. That's the first thing people want to do when things are not working or they're not making money. Think of this as an investment. Your sales team will be the ones to get you through the tough times. And with your team to develop new sales scripts that can help them to overcome objectives is going to be key. All right. If you're struggling with this, I highly, highly recommend that you check out Business Recharge University. I have a full training inside of our university that focuses on sales scripts. Okay. Number four is for you to utilize digital marketing strategies. Now, I could go on and on and on about this because I just love it so much. But there's many digital marketing channels that you can utilize for your company, right? Each one of the tools, they can be targeted and cost effective while helping you reach your ideal client and focus on your specific mix. Some of the ones that I like, Google AdWords and Facebook ads, which are two, of course, popular forms of digital marketing that ultimately can provide you with quick returns on your investment. And for long-term lead generation, I like to utilize SEO, which can be very effective as well. And if you're like, okay, Felicia, this all sounds great, but I don't know the first thing about how to create an ad. I don't know the first thing about SEO optimization. You're in the right place, right? Make sure that you head over to Content for Bosses and that you check out my Business Recharge University. Because the reality is that in this digital age, a digital marketing strategy is extremely powerful and it assists clients to find you versus you always feeling like you have to find the client. Number five, and the final, is to embrace the power of company reputation. I will tell you that I have been in business for over 10 years, and our company's reputation is honestly something that is super and critically important to my business overall. You know, we're in a world right now where people have things on the, just literally on the tip of their fingers, right? Our phones. So everybody is communicating with one another, whether it's social media, a text, a call, et cetera. So word of mouth can make a huge difference between a potential client going with your business or choosing a competitor over you. So, you know, you may be very happy, have great relationships with your clients, but make sure that you have some type of referral built into your business so that that can help you grow as well. And I'll tell you that that honestly goes the same for managing your online reputation as well. You want to focus in on reviews that you've been receiving on websites like Google, because the reviews can have a major impact on your business, right? Clients will oftentimes look for your business online to see your reputation, to see what you have going on. And if you don't have really good reviews, then guess what? They're probably going to go the other way. So I highly recommend that you focus in on maintaining and managing your overall company reputation in your business. So with these tips, I have no doubts that you will be able to recharge your marketing plan and build confidence in the marketplace in doing so. Reminding people that your business is still there, letting them know that you care about their needs always leaves a strong impression. So that's all I got for today, guys. But listen, thank you so much for tuning in to our Business Recharge podcast, where we've been talking about how to recharge your marketing plan. Again, I am Dr. Felicia. I am known to many as the queen of content. I create content so that you can create success. And so if you have enjoyed today's episode, please make sure that you leave us a review. It really helps out our podcast. Share it with a business bestie. And I will talk to you guys on my next episode. Stay recharged.